say no. No is a good word sometimes. No means, hey, I'd like to, but I can't. Because if I add one more thing to my schedule, I will crack.
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. This is Joshua Halleck, your host with Pastor Mark Job from New Life Community Church. And we are so excited to serve our city and serve our world with the Word of God. Our goal is to help you grow into your potential in Christ through the Word of God. And so, Pastor Mark, one of the resources that we've created here is the New Life Straight Talk app at PastorMarkJob.com. And so tell us a little bit about how does the Straight Talk app help people grow?
Well, first of all, we have over 400 messages that are neatly packaged in series titles, and so you can listen at any time. In fact, Joshua, there's been 100,000 people that have downloaded messages, or 100,000 messages that have been downloaded, listened to, and
amazing.
Already. So we're super excited
so
about
exciting.
That. But we also want to highlight other resources that we have. For example, for those of you that have a hard time getting into the Word of God and you like the audio version best, there's a great app that's called Streetlights app that you can go and download. And this is sort of the Bible in an urban vibe. It's really, really good. Some of our friends have put it together. And my son loves listening to this. And it's kind of the Bible with an urban feel to it and urban beats to it. We also have something brand new we just put on there. I'm so excited about this. This is a friend of ours who leads worship at one of our locations and New Life locations called Tiffany Daniels, has just released an album, a worship album called Joyful in Hope. I've known Tiffany since she was like 13 years old, and she has a gift of worship.
Yes, she does.
Boy, this is, all of the songs are original, a powerful, powerful CD that will just sort of elevate your worship. So I want to encourage you to go to our app and download Joyful in Hope.
So many other resources there. Check it out if you haven't yet. Share it with a friend. It's at PastorMarkJob.com. You can download the Straight Talk app from your app store and use it. Use it every day.
Thanks, Josh. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us again on Straight Talk Radio with Pastor Mark. We're in his series called Stressed, Calming Down Without Cracking Up. And today is a brand new message called Real Peace. Let's get right into the message on today's edition of Straight Talk.
Now, in our series on stress, I've been telling you that stress is not always your enemy. Sometimes stress is a good thing. In fact, stress is an alarm system within our spirit, our mind, or our body to tell us that we need to change something. It's like pain. No one wants pain, but actually the feeling of pain is not a bad thing. It's good because God has engineered our body to be able to experience pain so that we will not damage ourselves. For example, if there's been a pot that's been on the burner for quite some time and it's a red hot pot and you don't know that it's hot, when you touch it, immediately you will feel a sharp pain. Because the pain is telling you, move away from this quickly, because if you keep your hand there, it's going to damage you severely. So the pain is a warning. So we have a natural reaction. We touch it, we go out. Most of us. Some of you haven't sanctified your vocabulary, so you say other things. But, you know, you say ouch or some expletive to say, wow, that is hot, and you move away from it quickly. I saw a documentary on television a while back about a little girl who had some sort of disease that did not allow her to experience pain. And you say, wow, I want that disease. No, you don't. Because this little girl had cut herself and burned herself, and when she was a baby, gouged her eyes and severely hurt herself because she felt no pain. And so she didn't know that she was burning herself, or she didn't know she was cutting herself. And so that pain response wasn't there. Stress in our life is a bit like pain is. We don't enjoy it, but it's a warning to us that something needs to change. If you are on your way to work and you have to climb up two flights of stairs, if you get to the top of the stairs and your face is red and you're sweating and you're breathing very hard and you're stressed out, what it's telling you is, hey, you need to lose 30 pounds and join an aerobics class. The stress is telling you you're out of shape, right? If you're living your life in such a way that you constantly are feeling like you're on edge and you're snapping at your kids and your wife and you drive like a tyrant and you constantly having to down monsters and mochas and coffee and you're just wired, it probably is telling you, the stress in your life is probably telling you that you need to get your life in balance. That your life is out of balance, that you have no margin in your life. And so therefore, it's a warning signal to tell you, you need to learn to carve some things out of your life and say no to things in life. Some of you are people pleasers, so it's really hard for you to say no. I think we practiced this a while back. Let's practice it all together. Just say no. Come on, say it again. No. Some of you people pleasers are going, okay, I'll say it because you say to me to say it, but I don't know if I can tell anybody else. You see, no is a good word sometimes. No means, I'd like to, but I can't. Because if I add one more thing to my schedule, I will crack. And so today I want to talk to you about the effects of unhealthy stress in our life and the solution that Jesus gave at a very powerful encounter with a woman who was extremely stressed out. You'll find this story in the book of Luke, in Luke chapter 10. And if you have your Bibles this morning, you can turn with me to the 10th chapter of the book of Luke. It's only a few verses long, only about three verses long. But yet in these three verses, there's a really powerful story that I believe if you grasp the message of Jesus, it can alleviate some of you that are living on the on the verge of chaos. You understand, right, that stress simply is tension. I used to play the guitar. I still have a guitar. And once in a while, as I was tuning a guitar, if I wasn't careful to slowly stretch the string out, if I tuned it too tight or if I was playing too hard, my string would snap. Because the tension was too tight, and so it would snap. We've all had the experience of preparing for a party where you're blowing a balloon up, right? And you're blowing a balloon, and you want to see how big you can make this balloon, and suddenly you're shocked because, boom, it busts in front of you. Why? In essence, what's happened is you stretched the plastic, you stretched it so much that it cannot contain it anymore, and it reaches a point where it just snaps. Some of you are in the pre-snapping stage. There's signals and signs in your life that unless you adjust your mentality and unless you adjust your attitude, that you too could snap unless you do something about it. I believe this woman, Martha, in this story, was in the pre-snapping stage. She was about to snap, and we want to see what Jesus told her in this story. So, what does unhealthy stress do to us? I want you to follow along as I read verse 38 through 31 of Luke chapter 10. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. Now you may recognize the name Martha because she's no stranger to the New Testament. Martha had a sister whose name was Mary. And Mary and Martha had a brother whose name was Lazarus, the infamous Lazarus. Do you remember the story when Lazarus died? And this was the Lazarus that Jesus supernaturally resurrected from the dead. So Mary, Martha, and Lazarus lived in this town. They invited Jesus to stay in their house while he was passing through with his disciples. Now, it's a pretty big deal if Jesus is in the house, right? I mean, this is not like a small thing when Jesus comes to the house. So you can imagine the scurrying and the preparation because Jesus is going to stay at our home. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet. When Jesus went there, his disciples were there. It says that Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha, type A, high energetic, control personality, I added that by the way, was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." Jesus looks at her and he says, "Martha, Martha." How many of you know when someone repeats your name? You know, like some advice is going like, it goes like this. "Martha, Martha." You know that there's going to be a word of advice with that big sigh of repeating the name. And Jesus says, "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things." That's called stress, worried and upset. "But only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Now, these are only three verses here, but there's some powerful principles that we can glean from these verses. And I want you to track with me as I talk to you about, first of all, looking at what does unhealthy stress do to us. If we look at this story, we realize that Martha was under some unhealthy stress. And even in this little account, we see that it had some ill effects on her life. If you're taking notes this morning, write it down. Four effects of unhealthy stress in our life. Number one, it causes us to worry and get upset about a growing number of things. I want you to notice the words of Jesus to Martha. He says, "You are worried and upset about many things." You see, here's the thing about stress. We cannot compartmentalize stress. If you're stressed out in one area of your life, what happens is it spills over to other areas of your life as well. You can't contain stress to just one area of your life. For example, if let's say some of you men, you're in a job situation that is very, very pressurized. And perhaps you're not getting along with your boss, or there's demand that you produce, or there's stress, or a conflictive environment. And you just going to work stresses you out. And by the time you are done putting in your 8 hours of work, I mean, you are, your back muscles are tense. You have a simmering headache. I mean, you're just on edge. So you walk out of your work and you're just stressed out. You go to the parking lot, get in your car, and you're just, you get into traffic. And you know what? You are a tiger of a driver because of the stress. I mean, you get into traffic. How many of you know when you're stressed, you drive more aggressively? Have you felt it?
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Real Peace, which is from our series called Stressed, Calming Down Without Cracking Up. Stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of this message as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. But right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark as he continues in his message called Real Peace.
The higher the stress level, the faster the pedal. You know, the more you press on that pedal, the more you cut, the more you're like, what's going on? You get on the expressway, someone's driving slow in front of you. Hey, what's up with you? Hey, there's a slow lane, don't you know? You cut over, someone cuts in front of you. You're on the horn, going like this, making motions. I said this before, if you have a Jesus bumper sticker, please take it off if that's how you respond under stress. And if you have a New Life sign, please take it down. If that's how you're driving, we don't want people cursing at you and say, yeah, one of those Jesus people or one of those New Life people. Okay, that's why I don't have Jesus bumper stickers on my car, because I'm still working on God sanctifying my driving. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. So you drive in traffic, people seem slower and they cut you off more, and just, you see, your stress from your job has spilled over to your driving, your commute home. And the way you drive and the way you see people and how you talk and what's going on. So finally you get home, you walk in the door, you open up the door, and your wife says to you, "Hi, honey, how was your day?" "My day?" The dog comes up, panting, licking, and you push him away with your foot. And you say, how come the shoes are laying around here? Where's the kids? And have they started their homework? And your wife whispers to the kids, he's in one of his moods. And so they scatter to the room because you're home and you're under stress. And guess what? Everybody knows it. Now, it's not the stress at home that started it. The problem is that your stress at your job has spilled over to your driving, that spilled over to your family, that spilled over to your marriage, that spilled over to your kids, that spilled over to your pets, that spills over to everything in life because it starts in one place and you cannot compartmentalize stress in your life. It spills over and then it becomes an issue in every area of your life. Jesus says to Martha, 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 you are worried and upset about many things. You see, Jesus knew it wasn't just about this event. It wasn't about the fact that she was having a party at her house involving Jesus. He knew that there were deeper issues at stake here. That there were more core fundamental issues that she needed to deal with in her life. And he knew that it would spill over to many areas of her life because that's what unhealthy stress does. Number two, unhealthy stress also causes us to neglect the important at the expense of the urgent. Notice what it says in verse 40. Mary is sitting, listening to Jesus. I mean, after all, how often do you have Jesus in the house? And you would think that on this momentous occasion, if Jesus is in the house, that you would want to say, hey, Jesus is here. Let me hear what he has to say. But of course, Mary is out there trying to cater, create a good household, serving guest stuff, running around doing things. And what happens is in the middle of all this stress, she neglects the fact that Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, the one we have been celebrating for 2,000 years, the one that was before the foundation of the world, that the Gospel of John says he was the Word of God and the Word of God was with him and he was the Word of God. All things were made by him. He was the pre-existent God that has always been there. He was the creator of the universe, incarnate in the form of a little baby, grown up to be a man. This God-man was in her house and all she could think about were the cookies. You see, what happens when we stress out is we start to neglect the important things at the expense of what is urgent. If she could just pull away a few years later and say, hey, Jesus was in the house, what did you hear him say? She would say, I was too busy. I didn't hear him say anything. She would have realized, I missed the point. Listen, we do this all the time in life. We miss the point. Someone yesterday that I'm marrying in a couple of weeks, I asked him, I said, so how you doing? Preparing for the wedding, he said, stressed. I'm stressed out. And I like to tell couples this that are getting married because I think it's important to keep in perspective. Listen, your wedding is not a show. It's a celebration. The difference between a show and a celebration is a bunch of people that get together to celebrate the union of two people. A show is a carefully orchestrated event that's done for the audience and not for those people. This is a celebration. So the bride may be stressing out about the fact that the roses are light pink and not dark pink. But no one in the audience really cares what color the roses are. And when all is said and done, they're not going to remember the roses, or they're not going to remember the fact that the little flower girl tripped a little bit going down. What they're going to remember is the significance of the wedding, is what they felt during that ceremony, and whether this was a meaningful event or not. Are you tracking with me? Some brides stress so much over the wedding that they forget that this is all about a union and not about a show, right? And this very important moment in their life, they waste worrying about the details. Listen, some of you men work really hard to provide your kids with things that you never had. and you want the right house and the right car and the right environment, the right toys and the right clothes, and you want them to be in the right place, and you're stressing about wanting to make sure that they had all the advantages and privileges that you never had, that you want to be able to afford to give them, and so you're stressing about creating this great environment for their life, and you've missed the point that what they really need is a dad. They need a dad that they spend some time with, a dad that talks with them, a dad that they can connect with. What they really need is a relationship with dad. And we're so stressed in trying to create a life that we forgot that the important thing is what we can give him. The urgent has robbed us of the important. And that's exactly what was happening in Martha's life. And stress will do that. Stress will cause you to neglect the things that are really important at the expense of the things that are really urgent. Number three. I'm talking about the causes of stress, what unhealthy stress does to our life. Number three, unhealthy stress causes us to feel disconnected and fall into the self-pity mentality. At the end of the second part of verse 40, it says, "But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to Jesus." This is what stress will do to you. "She came to Jesus, who's at her house, who a short time later is going to be crucified on a cross, suffer, bleed for her and others like her and all of us who really cares and really loves." In fact, when Lazarus, her brother, died, the Bible says that Martha and Mary called unto Jesus, and Jesus went, and although he knew he was going to resurrect Lazarus, when he saw Martha and Mary so sad, the Bible says he wept with them. Now, the thing about Jesus is he knew he was going to resurrect Lazarus, so why would he cry? He wept because he saw their pain, and he loved them, and he felt compassion for them, and so he wept with them. When you see people you love in pain, it makes you sad, right? That's exactly the compassion of Jesus. I love that about Jesus. So he deeply cared for them. But in the middle of her stress, what stress causes you to do, it causes you to disconnect from people that are around you. You can't feel the love of people, the support of people, because you're so bound in your stress. And so she goes to Jesus and she says, "Jesus, don't you care?" She's doubting the love of God because she's stressed out. Now, how did she go to Jesus? Well, the Bible tells us that Jesus was talking. Mary and other disciples were listening. So I picture it like this. I picture Mary with a tray and a cup and a glass, and she's hurrying about, and she's in the kitchen, she's helping out, she wants everything perfect, and she's sweating a little bit, and she's flushed a little bit in the face, and she's running, and she sees Mary sitting there. And so she says, "Jesus, psh, Jesus, Jesus." You know how you are when you're stressed. "Jesus." So Jesus goes over. "Yeah, Martha, Martha." She says, "Don't you care? You don't care. Look at, I'm doing all this work. And look at Mary. Look, she's sitting there right there. Could you tell her to help me?" This is, she's stressed out. Stressed out. That's how we get, right? I mean, some of you ladies know. It's your turn to have Thanksgiving. It's your turn to have the graduation party. It's your turn to host Easter. And all the family's coming over. And what happens, man? You turn into a cleaning machine. Everybody braces themselves. People are coming over. Mom's getting ready. Like, clean this and do this. And the rooms are a mess. And the yard needs to be cleaned up. And how come the toys are here? And someone needs to vacuum. And someone clean the windows. And this kitchen needs to be done. And everybody's, "Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom. Okay, Mom." And the teenagers are throwing everything in their closet. When my daughter was 12, thank God she's kind of grown over this phase, but my wife was really struggling with having her clean, you know, have a good clean room. And at one point, my wife said to her, "Marissa, how can you live with your room like this?" And she said, she looked straight at my wife and she said, "As long as I have a path." "As long as you have a path?" Whoa, from the door to her bed, as long as she has a path, you know, it's like, please. So I know some of you parents of teenagers can relate. You know how that goes. So you're stuffing things in and getting ready for a party. By the time the whole party's about Thanksgiving and family, and you're like a little monster getting ready for that. And when the people finally arrive, you're so stressed out, you can barely greet the people because you're so busy. And the whole time they're there, you're stressed out about the house and so stressed out. And when they all leave, this whole party that was planned for connection and family, you've almost done nothing with family and had no connection, and you're all stressed out. You've missed the point of the whole party.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church in Chicago. This has been the first half of his message entitled Real Peace. It's from his current series, Stress, Calming Down Without Cracking Up. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for the second half of this message. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 25 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.